Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Valley's hit music leader. Okay, we're going to get to this cupcake call with Raquel and Cave Creek. We got special guest Bryce. Give it up for Bryce.
Yeah!
Bryce, the building.
Welcome, guys.
For Valentine's Day, you let your wifey sleep in this morning.
Yes.
So you have to take over the show for us for the first hour.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
How's it been so far?
It's been good. It's been early.
Can you appreciate your wifey and being a morning show host in a little bit now?
Yeah, I don't know how she gets up so early. I don't know how y'all get up so early.
I know. Well, we get up for people like Raquel. Raquel's patiently holding for this cupcake call. She needs revenge on her husband, like Gina needed revenge on Bryce.
Oh, well.
It's all in favor to help Raquel get revenge on her boyfriend. Say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning.
So, Ms. Raquel, we hear you need to get something off your chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's still mad.
Yes.
You sound annoyed, honey.
I'm still fuming.
Girl, work. So is this a boyfriend, husband? Who did this to you?
It was my boyfriend. I've been with him about 2 years. His name is Nate.
Uh-oh.
And he just embarrassed me. I was the most embarrassed I think I've ever been in my whole life.
So what did she do?
He was such a jerk. He, like, embarrassed me in front of his friends, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you guys the story, but...
We won't laugh at you, promise.
You promise you're not going to laugh.
Joey.
What happened?
Promise you're not going to laugh.
I promise for the next 30 seconds. After that, I cannot make no promises.
Girl.
And the clock is going. Go.
Okay, so we were going to a basketball game, all right, and I'm a big coffee lover, but if I drink too much coffee, sometimes it's my stomach really funny. Okay, I'm just going to put it that way.
Okay? Oh.
Do you get the coffee poops?
It just runs through me. All right.
I feel that.
Not always. It's just if I just go, oh, that was the one. You know, that's kind of my way with coffee.
Okay.
So we were driving to the Suns game this past Friday. It was a bit of a drive because we live out in the Almondale. So,
okay.
You know, on the way there, we stopped to get a Starbucks, and I was pretty sure that I probably shouldn't have another coffee, but I'm like, I'll be fine.
Just trying to fuel up before the game. I get you.
It's like, all right, and everybody else wanted coffee, and I didn't want to feel left out. So,
right, because that, yeah.
That's real.
We got the coffee, and we're all driving, and I noticed maybe like 10 minutes later, you know, you get the feeling, and I'm like, oh, man. So I whispered to him that I need to stop and use the bathroom.
Okay.
And he wasn't listening because, you know, him and his friends were going back and forth about points and everything they talk about with basketball. I'm not big with basketball, but I go along with him just because we have fun together.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I just really couldn't wait anymore. And I said it to him louder. And I said, like, Nate, you need to stop and use the bathroom. Out of nowhere, like, just being a total jerk was like, oh, Raquel, you know, we're going to be late because you have the runs from your coffee.
You had the mud butt.
I was so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Like, I can't even face his friends.
Yeah.
They were, like, teasing me, and so pissed about this.
Yeah, that's not cool. He could have been quiet about it. He didn't have to out you to everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm a girl. Like, you know, like, they're guys. Like, they could out each other about guy stuff. That's
right.
Guy stuff. You know, out a girl about it.
Yeah, in front of your girlfriends, that's not cool.
Yeah. And I heard girls don't poo, by the way. You know what? I'm surrounded by coffee drinkers, and it goes right through me, too. That's why I don't drink coffee. So I would like to laugh, but I feel your pain, Raquel. I try and I try. Coffee does not do well with my stomach either, so...
Honey,
well, at least I'm not alone.
No, because you are not alone.
Oh my God.
I'll be there for you.
Okay.
Though you're far away.
Shall we?
Okay. So eventually, did he stop and you made it to the bathroom? Everything was good?
Yeah, I did, but I gave him the whole evil eye and silent treatment the whole time.
Yep, and not without a lot of embarrassment. I mean, you barely made it, but...
I just wanted to go home after that.
No, we feel you. But did you leave his friend with some fragrance?
You said you wouldn't laugh, and now here we are.
Oh my God.
I'm just beyond pissed at this point, and I want to get it back. I am really bad.
We got you. All in favor for Raquel, say aye.
Aye.
We got you. Carla, how many seconds are we giving baby girl?
I'm going to give you 74.
74 seconds. A little bit over a minute just for you to coax and convince your man to baby talking to you live on the radio without him knowing he's live on the radio, to embarrass him back. How's that, Raquel?
Oh, that sounds great.
I hope his friends are listening. Do you have any of their numbers that you could text them to make sure they're listening?
No, but they listen to your station all the time, so I'm sure a few of them will hear it.
Well, thank you. But even if you have them on, like, Instagram or Facebook, they have to hear this because we need to embarrass him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Raquel, you ready?
Yep.
All right, everyone, pick up your coffees. Just
cheers
to Raquel.
Oh, my God.
All right, cheers to Raquel. We got that cupcake call with coffee up next with Raquel and your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpty. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, we're back with this cupcake call. We spoke to Raquel, who was put in an embarrassing situation with her man. They were going to the Warriors-Suns game, which actually is a game that we went to last Friday night.
We did. We saw lots of balls and lots of boys. It was great.
Yeah. They were on their way. She asked her man to stop over for some coffee. She got some coffee. Well, she kind of forgot, and I could definitely can feel it. Carly, you can
too. Me too. Oh, 100%.
Coffee goes through certain people, me included, Carly included. And Raquel, it kind of was going through you.
Yeah.
And the bodily functions were off the hook in the ride to the game with his friends in the car.
Yes, unfortunately, and he was a total jerk about it.
Because he called you out for needing to stop, right?
Yep, in front of everybody.
Which is not right. You're supposed to ignore that and just kind of be like, I guess my phone was on vibrate.
Or you claim it. As a real man, you claim that it was you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's why I'm still single.
I swear, if I had magical powers, I would have turned him into a turd right in that moment.
So speaking of turds, so...
She said toad.
Oh, I thought you said turd. Wait a minute, did you say toad or turd?
I said toad, but I like your...
Okay.
like
a toad with a turd.
Okay.
Nevertheless, he embarrassed you, so we're going to embarrass him back. We're going to put how many seconds, Carla?
74.
74 seconds on our show clock to convince and coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio without him knowing he's on the radio, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you ready, Raquel?
I'm ready.
Is the toad with a turd ready?
Ribbit.
All right.
Oh.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hey, how you doing, baby? What's wrong?
I'm super bummed. I got fired.
What? What? Why? What happened?
They said it was budget cuts or something. I don't know.
You're kidding me.
I don't know how they could do that.
Oh, my God. That's so late. I'm so sorry, hon.
Yeah, what? I don't know. I just need you to cheer me up.
What do you need? Anything. What do you need?
I mean, like, are you free for a minute? You know, can you?
Yeah,
can
hold on. Let me step away into a corner over here. What's up?
Can you like just talk? Like, you know, you talk really sweet to me, like that little sweet voice that you do for me.
The sweet voice?
Yeah, you know, it always makes me feel so loved. I need that right now.
No, I know. I will. I just saw like a lot of people around.
I swear I'm about to cry.
Okay, wait. Oh, jeez. All right, hold on. Let me just... wait, is there anything else, or this is what you need? Like, this is it?
Please.
Okay. Hey, don't cry. Your boss is a stupid bastard. Oh, I can't believe that.
You sound so sweet.
I'm just gonna take care of you. Oh, Papa, Papa's so sweet.
Okay, I honestly can't do this anymore.
Nate?
Hello?
Oh my God.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
So we do have to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
What did I win?
Oh, my gosh, this guy.
Okay, well, you won a cupcake call!
Yeah!
So all your friends are listening to yourself sounding like a drowning alien right now, pretty much.
That's my sweet voice.
And Raquel, that voice turns you on?
cute. He gets the puppy dog eyes when he does. It's cute. It's cute. But it is embarrassing to do it in front of everybody.
I don't know. Nate, are you embarrassed at all?
Not at all. Oh,
okay. Nate, what's worse? You talking like a baby in front of millions of our listeners or the smell of your woman's gas?
Oh,
don't answer that. Nope.
You win something if you answer it.
This is way worse.
He's only saying that because he knows he's got to go home to me later.
Well, at least he's got some intelligence, honey. Good for you.
I'm getting texts from my friends right now saying they just heard me on the radio talking like an alien.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.